All right, thank you, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Football Coaches Media Teleconference call. We'll go ahead and get started. We have Colorado coach John Embree online. The Buffaloes are on the road at Oregon this weekend, and we'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Your first question comes from Kyle Ringo, the Daily Camera.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm wondering, the other day, several of your veteran defensive guys came off the field out of the locker room, and they were talking about a lot of missed assignments. And I'm wondering, is something lost in translation from film study and the practice fields, the game day that you've noticed?
Some of it. Sometimes that's the case. Other times it's just guys, you know, getting out on the field and just not doing what you want them to do. I talked to those two guys about that, about their comments on that, and a lot of them, that they were more talking, I guess, about themselves, but supposedly it didn't come off that way. One guy in particular that was doing it, he was rusty, but he just, speed of the game and some of those things, took him a while to adjust to it. But there's always a little bit of that, of you practice things and maybe it's not presented the same way. In other words, it might run the same play out of a different formation. And that causes guys to make mistakes sometimes or not be sure of what to do.
With the problems you're having on defense, I'm wondering, is there anything that might – would it help if you had a defensive coordinator who wasn't also coaching a position? I mean, I know Greg Brown knows what he's doing in the secondary and is valuable there, but would it help him – as a coach, to just be able to focus on the entire defense and not have to work with a position group every day?
Yes and no. I think, in a perfect world, unfortunately, the way college is set up, a lot of times you have to, your coordinators have to have a position. And I think, when it's a secondary, that there's a lot that goes on in the back end as far as moving parts and everything, and then that's probably a little more difficult. But, I think, if Brownie, yeah, it'd be great if he could just coordinate and do all that. But, unfortunately, your limit of coaches and all that doesn't allow you to do that. So, we just have to keep finding ways to get our guys prepared and get the whole defense prepared.
Yeah, I'm curious. At times this season you've talked about missed tackles. Other times you've talked about missed assignments. Have you been able to put your finger on what is the biggest problem for your defense? Because, as you know, some of the numbers that are being put up are obviously sort of historic.
Yeah, I have. And that's probably the most frustrating thing, that it's not being able to put your finger on one or two things that says, okay, this is what we need to do to fix this and that. So, we just gotta, kind of stay the course right now and just keep looking at different ways that we can try to help. I think, from a coaching standpoint, this is when you get tested. Is can you find ways to fix the issues that you have? Because the players you have are the players you have, and I've never questioned our players' effort or want to, and it's up to us as coaches to get it fixed.
Last thing for me, Coach. Oregon's offense obviously gets a ton of attention for, deservedly so. Is their defense maybe, playing as well as you've seen them play?
Their defense, they are phenomenal. And their defense, they have creatures over there that are – it's unbelievable when you watch them on tape. The speed they play with, it's a great violence. And they hit through you. They don't hit you. They hit through you. They're great at getting turnovers. If you make a mistake, they pounce on it. I think their defense is the reason why they'll have a great opportunity, I believe, at the end of the year to lift up that crystal ball.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Adam Jude from the Oregonian.
Morning, John.
Hey, how you doing?
ASU. Good, good. Arizona State did a nice job of limiting DeAnthony Thomas on Thursday night. I think he had 12 carries for 25 yards. You know, as a general philosophy, can it work to sort of, quote-unquote, take out a, you know, a team star player like that? And with Oregon specifically, can that ultimately be effective for some team to try, you know, to take out DeAnthony and then, you know, worry about everybody else?
Yeah, if you get to play with 12 men, you know. They are, I mean, they truly are, you know, they have weapons at every position, whether you talk about the tight end 15, whether you talk about DeAnthony, whether it's Kenyon Barner, whether it's quarterback. You can't just say, oh, stop this guy and that's going to help you win.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good enough.
What's impressed you most, I guess, about Mariota as a redshirt freshman?
He doesn't panic. You know, it could be a bad snap gun or shotgun snap. He picks it up and runs for 14. You know, throws a ball, might get picked or something, comes out the next play, doesn't blink, come back, makes the completion. He's just very calm and cool, relaxed. Seems like he's relaxed when he's playing. He doesn't worry about it. He's just, all right, let's get the next play. Good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. And that's a great coolness that he has about him that you'd like in that position.
Thanks, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Got time for one more question?
Your last question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
John, it seemed like that you kind of got the best Matt Barkley of the season. What were your impressions of his performance against you?
It didn't surprise me. You know, I think, you know, he's obviously depends on who it is, but obviously I think he's a guy that's probably the first pick. So that did not surprise me what he was able to do. I think he's a terrific player. I was teasing him at the media day this year that I thought, you know, he's a smart guy and all that. He should have left last year. he's a great kid, and, you know, it didn't surprise me at what he was able to do because he's, you know, he's that kind of player. He's that guy.
Cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, John, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Bye. We'll see you.